Welcome back to part 7 of Total Immersion. This free course is designed to help you focus on a particular subject and also to set your mindset so that you can be prepared to absorb any subject that you decide to put your mind to. Of course, as mentioned with all the other sections, education is not just about the classroom. Education is a whole body, mind, spirit experience. And there's a huge amount of richness of knowledge available within. So this particular section, I really enjoy talking about this one because it touches close to home, possibly more than everything else that we've covered. We all have ideas, and sometimes we don't realize just how many ideas we tend to have, especially throughout the day. Our minds, if we can picture what our minds look like or how they work, just imagine a huge ocean. Imagine a sea. And in that ocean, you see little balloons. Let's make the color red. So red balloons in blue water. And these balloons are just quietly going with the flow of the ocean, going with the motions. There are hundreds of them. Now let's say that these balloons are ideas. And your mind lives within this sea. And within the sea are ideas. When an idea comes to you, just imagine that one of those balloons is popped. It disappears. And when it disappears, it comes to you. And when it comes to you, you then have the ability to manifest that idea in some form. So this is a lot how the ancients would describe the oceans of thought and how we have a direct connection to the divine seas of the imagination. And our greatest inspirations tend to arrive when we are strongly tapped into this universal source. So, the way that we can utilize this, how do we take this and make this crystallize? How do we make it practical? We need a means, we need a medium of capturing those ideas when they come to us. Because we have so many, if we have 20 ideas in 30 minutes, will we really be able to remember those ideas if we don't do something with them to record? And mind you, if you think about the sea again, you pop a balloon and you get an idea, if nothing happens with that idea, and we don't utilize it, or we don't continue to recall it, eventually the idea fades away, and it goes back into the ocean, fills up another balloon. So we need a way to record. My top recommendation, and this is what I share with people that I work with directly, I share the notebook. My top recommendation is a notebook. And a writing instrument, a pen or pencil, marker, doesn't matter what it is, a writing tool, and a notebook. The notebook is by far one of the simplest ways to record your ideas. Get an idea pad. Go to Barnes & Noble. Go to your nearest dollar store. Your first one doesn't even have to look fancy. It just needs to provide the function, and you're getting into the habit of using this function. Whenever you have an idea, especially when it's strong enough that it's really just penetrating your consciousness, right? It's enveloping you. It's all you can really think about. It kind of takes you over for a moment. These kinds of ideas are important. So what you do is when it hits you, you take out your notebook and you write it down as it comes to you. This is not a time for editing. You edit later, but you write down your ideas as they come to you, as chaotic as they can be, as disconnected, because they may be disconnected. They won't make sense in the beginning. Just get it from the sea of ideas to your mind, to the paper. And now, what you've done is you've taken this intangible thing, this intangible concept, and you have materialized it onto paper. You've essentially taken something from the imagination, from the consciousness, and you have created form with it. First stage, anyway. From there, you can then refine the idea, and the idea may become something. It may become a new project. It may become a new business. It may become a new habit, something for you to change in your life. The first step is being able to extract it. If you don't record your ideas, they will have no use for you. So this one's very simple. Find an idea pad. Carry it with you wherever you go. Make it a habit. When you're going to sleep, keep it near your bed. You may wake up in the morning or overnight, and when the idea takes you, make sure you write it down. The idea pad has been a very good friend of mine for many years. And as I look at my bookshelf, I have just tons of small notebooks, all with chaotic notes and graphs and circles, and you know, someone just decided to randomly open up one of these notebooks, they wouldn't be able to make sense of what was in there. But I understand it. That's all that matters. So practice, grab the notebook, begin writing when you receive ideas. Don't edit those ideas until they're fully out of your system, and then move on.